Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Tina Urbanek, candidate for Price City Council, as we continue our coverage for the 2025 municipal elections. Tina, it's a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Aiden. I appreciate being here and having that opportunity.
You know, I like to start these candidate interviews off the same way. What kind of inspired your decision to run for City Council?
Well, honestly, it's simple. I love this community. Carbon County has been my home for over 35 years, and I've lived in Price for the last 11. I've been married to my husband, Andy, for almost 35 years. We raised our four children here, and now five of our grandchildren are growing up here in Price. I'm running because I believe in leadership that listens, learns, and leads with purpose. Serving isn't about politics, it's about people. Over time, I've heard from residents who feel that decisions are being made behind closed doors, and I understand that frustration. I share it. Residents deserve to know what's happening in their city and to have a voice in decisions that affect their lives. So that's why I'll push for practical changes, possibly moving public comment to the beginning of meetings, allowing maybe up to 15 minutes total, 2 to 3 minutes per person, holding closed sessions at the end, listening and listing the consent agenda items clearly, and starting meetings at 5:30 p.m. instead of the 4 p.m. that they are right now, so that residents that are working can attend. These are meaningful steps toward restoring trust, transparency, and accessibility in our local government. So this reflects one of my core values, which is transparency. So I decided to run because I do care deeply about where we're headed as a city. I don't come with an agenda. I come with a heart to serve, and I want to be transparent, accountable, and bring unity back into the city government and make sure that residents always feel heard and valued.
Now, as you've gone through this election cycle, what have you done to prepare yourself for a potential seat on the council?
Thanks for asking. I've spent years learning how city government functions, attending Leagues of Cities and Towns conferences and meetings, talking with residents, and studying city budgets and ordinances. I currently serve as the Carbon County Republican Chair, where I've gained valuable experience in leadership, communication, and collaboration. I also recognize and deeply respect that this council position is nonpartisan, and I will represent all residents equally. Professionally, I work as an eligibility specialist, which means that I deal with policies, procedures, and determining eligibility while being mindful of people's different circumstances. I work with individuals from all walks of life during times of gladness, sadness, grief, and gratitude. These experiences have taught me to listen, make informed decisions, and serve others with both compassion and accountability, qualities I will carry into my role on the council.
Now, one of the major challenges that gets faced by the mayor and council alike is managing the budget year to year. If you are elected, how would you approach this task?
So managing the budget starts with responsibility and, again, transparency, one of my core values. I believe in living within our means and prioritizing the essentials first. Things like public safety, infrastructure, and basic city services. Before raising taxes or fees, I'd make sure we've used every available opportunity, every available grant and funding opportunity, as well as funds that we currently have. I'd also support clearer communication with residents about where their tax dollars go. Fiscal responsibility isn't just about numbers, it's about building trust and confidence in how we operate as a city.
Now, if you are elected, what would be your main focus for the next 4 years, and how would you approach that task?
Yeah, so some of my main focus will be fiscal responsibility, infrastructure, and unity. I want residents to feel informed and involved in city decisions. That means open communication, public participation, and better access to information. We also need to focus on our roads, water systems, and beautification, the kinds of improvements that make our city safe and welcoming.
Right.
And just as important, we need unity within our leadership. We can accomplish a lot more when we work together instead of against one another. We can work better when we include our residents, keeping them informed.
Now, a major issue that faces Price City is communication between first responders, namely our police officers, and the city council and mayor. If you're elected, how would you address this communication gap?
Yeah, you bet. So our first responders are essential. They are absolutely essential to our community's safety and deserve to feel valued and supported. I believe we can strengthen communication through regular meetings, transparency, and mutual respect. There's no question that we have the best of the best. I'd start by listening, sitting down with our police officers, administration, and city staff to understand concerns from every side. Then I'd help build a sustainable plan that's fair to employees and responsible for the city's budget. We all want the same thing, a safe, respected, and unified community. And if needed, I would support a public meeting.
And now, Tina, my last question for you today is, why should the citizens of Price vote for you this upcoming election?
Yes, thank you, Aiden. I appreciate that question. Because I'm running for the right reasons, not politics, but people. I care deeply about this community, our families, and our future. I bring experience, compassion, and common sense to the table. I'll lead with integrity, ask the hard questions, and always be transparent, even when it's not easy. My promise is simple: to listen, to learn, and to lead with purpose. Together, we can preserve what makes Price City special and build a stronger, more connected community for everyone.
Tina, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Tina Urbanik, a candidate for Price City Council, as we prepare for the November 4th general election. Make sure you head to the ballot box and make sure that your voice is heard. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.